Sweet as, Donnie, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all the homies out there. Hope you dig the crispy new sound of Richie and the Boys. This is marvellous.
Best flavour of cordial, Nico?
The best flavour?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be lime cooler.
Yeah, lime cooler. And that is what we're drinking now.
So what are your thoughts on the mix, Jimmy?
It's better. Better this week.
Better?
Bit better.
What would you rate it out of 10?
8.
I'll take it.
8, yeah. Welcome back to the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast, the show where Daniel Worrell is idolised and teenage girls our age don't know what we're talking about.
Yes. That's why we're both single.
Bit of stuff has happened since we last got on here, Nico.
Yes, a lot of stuff.
Yes,
nothing like, serious or anything.
Nothing
life-threatening.
We don't have any underlying conditions, so I think we're okay. Obviously, coronavirus has been a bit of an issue recently.
If we're allowed to talk about that.
Yes, we're allowed to. We're going to talk about it, obviously. Okay. Elephant in the room.
What if we get demonetized by YouTube or Spotify?
We're not on YouTube, so we're all right. Spotify, I don't care. If they demonetize us, well, then go to Apple Podcasts, which we are on anyway.
Yeah,
so.
We're also on YouTube as well. We do have a channel, but we just haven't put anything
on
there.
I put the first few potties up there, but other than that, no.
Oh, okay.
No, but okay. So
should probably move on to what's actually.
What do you want to kick us off with?
I think we should get on to another elephant in the room: the test, the 8-part doco series about the Australian,
which we have been very keen for a long time.
It's been advertised since what, December,
something
like that, and it's like, oh yes, so keen. When's it coming out? 12th of March.
12th of March. It finally came out. We got an Amazon free 30-day trial, and we watched it in 2 days.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yeah, I stayed up to midnight both days.
Oh, it was good. Yeah. Worth it, though.
It was very much 100%
worth it. It was very good, very entertaining, edge-of-your-seat sort of stuff, even though you know what's going to happen. But
yes.
I think, it's really good that they provided an insight into everything that was going on behind the scenes during that time. Yeah. Really, really interesting.
Yeah. So what we're going to do for it is we're going to do the Academy Awards for the test. So our categories are best episode, best actor, best line, which only has one nomination.
Yeah, okay.
And best scene.
Best scene.
So we're going to kick us off. Jimmy, what do you want to kick us off with?
I think we'll go best scene.
Best scene?
To start off with.
Best scene.
What have you got for nominations?
So my nominations are Mitch Marsh acting like a dickhead and being a DJ.
Yep.
Mitch Marsh looking like Craig Overton.
Yep.
And doing the reimpersonation. JL's first spray to the Aussies. I can't remember what episode that was.
That was
episode 2, 3?
No, that was episode 1, wasn't it?
Episode 1? Okay.
Pretty sure that was episode 1. Really, as we lost 5-0 to England.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favourite scenes that I really liked. Steve Smith getting hit. Not the fact that Steve Smith got hit, but I think this, the background of it and how everyone reacted in that dressing room was really interesting to see. And the Love Cafe. And Jimmy, our winner is... We're going to talk...
We've got to... Okay, so both Mitch Marsh nominations. Unfortunately, he's ineligible. They're ineligible because he sucks.
He's just a bit shit.
He just sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mitchell.
Yeah, sorry, Mitch.
You're out, buddy.
If you're listening, we're really sorry.
Really, really sorry, buddy. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
Winner.
What else, Jimmy?
Winner.
Winner. Okay. Winner. By an absolute landslide.
Winner.
Is the Love Cafe.
Love Cafe. Yes. It has to be.
It has to be. Just...
And I think this ties into our best line.
We
only had one nomination
Nomination, which was Aaron Finch saying, they're just doing weird shit.
Referring to Stoinis and Zampa, obviously. Yeah. They're doing a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
Which was accompanied by a shot of them kissing.
Yes. Honestly, I have no idea how that relationship...
Cricket's best bromance. Honestly.
I have no idea how their relationship would have gone in, like, the 80s or the 70s or something like that. Not very well. Anyway, yeah. Moving on.
Okay.
Best actor.
Best actor. Okay, so we had three nominations for this. Yes. So we had Finchy. Yeah. We had JL, who's sort of like the main character, I guess, for throughout the whole documentary. And Usman Khawaja, this might be a little bit of a surprise, but I thought he was really good in it.
I feel like Usman Khawaja maybe for like a best supporting, I reckon.
Yeah.
He was very good supporting. So, like,
you wouldn't have thought he'd be that involved in the documentary, but he actually played fairly significant role.
Well, he was around for a lot of it because that's when he started playing in the ODIs and then...
He was interesting. I quite liked Uzzy in there. Yeah. So, Nico, winner?
So our winner, just slightly, is Aaron Finch.
Aaron Finch.
Just because of his relentless swearing when he got out.
He's... well, just the way he's so much like... just local cricketers.
Yeah. And especially when he said the line, when I was playing, I was batting at 11, wasn't getting a bowl, but I still loved it. Something that we can all relate to.
We didn't really consider that the best line because the other one was just that good. But that was a good one too. Yeah. That was very good. If you get a meme out of it, then it's good.
Exactly. Now onto our final category. Best episode.
Best episode.
And nominations are episode 7, which was at the start of the Ashes, and the first 2 or 3 games, was it?
That was the first 2 games, that one.
Wasn't it 3?
No. Because
It finished with Headingley, I'm fairly sure.
No, it didn't.
Didn't it? Okay.
No, it didn't.
Right, okay, so it was the first 2 games of the Ashes.
I don't think it did, no.
Episode 7. We haven't watched it in a while. It's...
yeah, 2 weeks.
Episode 3, which was the test against India over here.
Yep. Well, the first 2 tests, including the win at Perth Stadium.
Yep. Episode 5, which was the ODIs in India.
Very entertaining.
And obviously episode 8, the massive finale with us winning the Ashes.
Mm.
Although it kind of did end on that sour note of losing that last test.
But... yeah, so it wasn't... yeah.
So that's probably why it didn't win for us, Jessica's.
So, yeah, spoilers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so our winner was episode 5, the ODIs in India. Yeah. I think it just was a real turning point in the journey of the documentary where we've come from 2-0 down in one of the hardest places to win in the world and win it, come back and win 3-2.
Especially when we won that first game with Ashton Turner.
Ashton Turner blitzing
90 off like 40 balls.
The one good innings of his career.
Yeah.
Has done nothing since.
Yeah.
But I will forget about that.
Yeah, we won't worry about that.
Mm.
All right, so that was our wrap-up of the test. I think pretty positive from us. I think it was really well shot, really well done. And seeing all the good results. And it's starting with the negatives of, like, Australia losing and obviously with the sandpaper scandal. And then going to us retaining the Ashes. Mm.
And I think it's something we've never really seen before, so hopefully they do more sort of stuff like this.
And we'd like to see more stuff. And there was that little mini-series of the Urn Returns in 2013-14 Ashes.
I don't even know if I've seen
there that. Was that, but I think that was more of just highlights and extended highlights of the actual game themselves, whereas this was more about the behind-the-scenes, which is really good. I really enjoyed it. So.
Well, let's get on to it. Coronavirus, come on.
Perfect,
got to talk about it.
Yeah, we have to talk about it. We must, like, we're you know, doing media and stuff like that, so we got to...
yeah, it's...
because everyone else is talking about it, we must talk about it.
People, stay safe, all right?
Yeah, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, hand sanitizer if you've got some still.
Yeah.
Make good use of it, don't let it go to waste.
Reuse toilet paper.
If that's what you're into, Nico, yeah, sure. Not really hygienic, but no.
I'm kidding about that. That was just a joke.
Well, yeah. I hope so, Nico. I hope so. I really hope
so. Be kind to one another.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't take anyone's toilet paper from them.
And don't cough on people.
Yeah, don't cough on
people. Don't cough on people. Don't start fights over toilet paper.
Yeah.
Don't stock up on toilet paper. Please don't just buy in bulk, because... you're just a terrible person if you do.
Yeah.
Back to cricket, Nico. Let's go.
Yep. So coronavirus has been affecting cricket on a global scale, a domestic scale, and even club level. Like,
it's affected everything.
Like, our association has cancelled all of the rest of the season. So the
It was just grand finals left. They couldn't even play the grand finals.
Yeah. Like, so they've cancelled the grand. They've cancelled the grand final. So the top teams have won the flag.
Yep.
They've cancelled the Sheffield Shield.
Yep. Which is.
Which was just the final between Victoria and New South Wales. Actually, no, the first round.
It was likely going to be Victoria and New South Wales in the final, but New South Wales finished on top, so they've been crowned champions. Yeah.
Which is expected, I guess, because even if they did play, I would have thought New South Wales would have bulked up their side with, you know, Steve Smith.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, nah, just disappointing because Vics were on a roll.
Yes. And something that we're both really gutted about.
The PSL.
The Pakistan Super League has been cancelled.
Oh, it was so good while it lasted.
It was very entertaining to watch, especially...
Well, particularly just Ben Dunk, really.
Ben Dunk, yes.
Ben Dunk actually doing something for once. He didn't turn up, did he?
No, he didn't turn up. I think he made a 99.
Made a couple 92. Of 90s.
Yeah.
Couldn't
get on with it, which is a bit shit.
12 sixes in an innings or something stupid like that, which he... For some reason, couldn't do in the Big Bash. Yeah. But no, it's his career is over now, thanks to Alex Hales getting the virus. And now PSL's been cancelled. It was the last sort of professional cricket league that was still running.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Lynn's hopes of getting into the T20 World Cup squad also just gone.
Yeah, unless he gets somehow picked for the T20s in England.
Do we have those, do we?
Yeah, they're happening in June.
Oh, that's right. Oh, if they even go ahead. But
yeah, if they even go ahead. But, I mean, you got like, what, 3 months till then? So, who knows? It is the most unknown thing known to man, I think, at the moment. Yes.
Pretty grim.
The only thing that's more unknown is, like, how good Murphy's moustache is.
Well, if it's... Even on the scale of 1 to 10, it's just needs its own scale.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think what I actually really liked about the Pakistan Super League was that the pitches turned and bounce. Mm. A T20 league to have pitches that turn and bounce, especially for Liam Livingstone, who can't even bowl it. Like, if Liam Livingstone's getting turn and bounce on a pitch, you know it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd like to see more T20 leagues in the world with a bit of turn and bounce on the surface.
Yeah, not just a road.
Yeah, not just a road, one that's hard and bouncy, but, like, yeah, one that favours spin. Like, that'd actually be quite interesting in the further developments of T20 cricket in the future.
Yeah. So, another thing that the coronavirus has affected... is the St Kilda Saints in the AFL may not be able to win the flag.
Go on, get it out, get it all out.
As a diehard St Kilda fan, I am distraught and devastated that this season, our season, could be taken away from us.
You done?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sweet. All right. Should we do our Sheffield Shield Team of the Year?
Yes.
All right, let's... Okay, so Sheffield Shield, obviously, it's... It's been wrapped up by coronavirus.
Yes.
So we have put together our best 11 for the season.
Yes.
Team of the season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nico, take us through the openers, mate.
Okay, so our openers are Jake Weatherald.
Yep.
And Dan Hughes.
So in comparison to the one that Cricket Australia released on their website,
yes,
they did not have Weatherald. They had Joe Burns in there.
Yes, which I think Jake Weatherald made 2 or 3 tons, whereas...
Jake Weatherald made 2 tons and had a high score of 180 or something like that. And Burns only made 1 ton and 350s or something like that. And I think Weatherald did make more runs than him.
Yeah, the only thing that Burns had over Weatherald was a better average, but that was because Burns played lesser games.
Yeah, so we went with Weatherald. We think he was more deserving of a spot in the team. Dan Hughes... fairly decent.
Yeah.
I guess it was... There were no real standout openers this year. really, unless you count Nick Madden. So no, we've got at number three. He was obviously easily the best batsman.
Yeah, I would probably give him player of the season.
Yeah,
either him or Cameron Green, who's going to be in the list later. But either him or Cameron Green for best player of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So Madden, I think he averaged 87. I think
something like that.
87 or 88, something like that.
780 runs in the season.
Something very good. Yeah, no. It's unfortunate that he had his mental health break at the time that the test squad was being picked, because he probably would have been in there. That's how good his form was. But yeah, number four, Sean Marsh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like batting's been pretty thin this season. This Sheffield Shield, it seems to be pretty thin. So yeah, we got Sean Marsh, who made 2 tons, I think, 2 or 3 tons. Yeah,
not a lot. I think the most tons was Cameron Green, and that was only 3.
Yeah,
3 for the entire season, which
Sean Marsh just going about his business in domestic level, just doing really well. So.
Yeah, which he usually does. He's been quite good whenever he's gone back to Shield cricket or One Day cricket. Yeah, no, he's been pretty good in his.
And would you probably put him as our captain? We haven't said who's going to be captain, so would you probably put him as captain?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So number five, Cameron Green. This kid is a gun. He's a gun.
If you
follow our social media, you'll know he's a gun.
Yeah.
And you know that we think.
Yeah, he's a gun.
He's a gun.
He's a gun. Yes.
Pew pew. He's a gun.
Yeah. Number six.
Tom Cooper. Which is, really didn't want to put him in, but he finished his second leading run scorer overall.
Yeah.
So, which is mainly due to his
270
on an absolute road at Junction Oval.
As even Adam Zampa described as himself on his social media.
Yep. On Zampstagram.
Yes.
Yeah, no, just, yeah. Okay, so Tommy Cooper is there. Just. Yeah. Forget it and move on, I guess. Number seven. Okay, so Cricket Australia had Peter Neville in this spot, and we were a bit confused by that because, I mean, not keepers didn't do a lot this year.
No.
To be perfectly fair. But Peter Neville, I think, didn't make a ton. Made 150 or 250s, I think. But no, Alex Carey.
Yeah, we've chucked Alex Carey.
He made a couple of tons in the. I think he played 7 games, which was a lot more than last year. I think he only played 2 or 3 games last year. But, thought he had a reasonably solid season and deserves to be in there ahead of Peter Neville.
Definitely.
I think. Into the bowlers now. Number 8, Michael Nisa.
Yep.
Just, he was very, very good at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm. He was even getting a test looking, wasn't he? Or was a part of the test squad?
Yeah. Well, he's been good for years now. Yeah. And he's finally getting some reward.
Yeah.
Well, I think in earlier podcasts, we were recommending him for
the day-nighters.
A debut in the test side, but just didn't come off for him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because he's a very good bowler.
Yeah.
Very versatile bowler. Yeah. So hopefully he gets an opportunity sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Coming in at number 9, we have Chad Sayers.
Australia's number 1 all-rounder.
Yes. We picked him over Wes Agar.
Yes.
Just because he's a much better bat.
Yeah. We think his bowling was better.
Yeah.
He didn't play as many games as Wes, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wes had a very good season. Don't get us wrong. We like Wes Agar here at the Fine League to Fine Load podcast. Yeah,
he even got the Alan Border medal for what was it, Rising Star or Best Rising Star or something like that?
Oh, Wes, yes.
Yeah, Wes.
Yes, yeah, he got Bradman Award.
Yeah.
Bradman Young Cricketer Award, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, Young Cricketer Award. Over, I think, was it Pekoski and Cameron Green. Which is actually, which I found really surprising.
He had a breakout year. Very good. Very impressed by Wes Agar.
He had a much more impressive one-dayers.
We have previously bagged him quite a bit for not being.
Yeah, we're really sorry about that, Wes. Wesley. Yeah, we're really sorry about that, Wes.
Apologies to you, mate.
Yeah. But yeah, so we got Chad Sayers coming in.
Chad Sayers, who was good with the bat, just as much as he was with the ball.
Yeah.
He took 8 for him one game. That was very good.
Yeah.
Watching him skittle Dan Hughes's, or just abusing Dan Hughes's off stump two times in a game was very, very fun to watch.
Yes.
He's a good player, Chad Sayers.
Yeah.
Like him. Number 10. Surprising one if you told me this, he'd be in here at the end of last year. Cameron Gannon. I thought he'd sort of fallen off the map a bit.
Yeah.
He was good a few years ago in the Big Bash and then didn't see a hell of a lot of him the last few years, but he's come back and he's started taking bags at the start of this year, and pretty surprising, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's a big, tall, lanky man that plays for USA. And
yeah, he's up. Yeah. Like, he got the leading wicket taker, didn't he? With
yes, he did. 38.
38 wickets.
38.
Which is five more than the next.
Not as many as Trent Copeland took last year. He took 50-odd. Had a very good season, but it was pretty good effort. Good effort.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11. Old-timer, Peter Siddle.
Yeah, banana man.
Banana man. Bloke who took a hat-trick on my birthday.
Yeah. His birthday as well.
My birthday.
Oh, okay. Now that he's obviously retired from international cricket, he can just focus on domestic.
I think as soon as he retired from internationals, he got his form improved quite a bit in Shield cricket.
Yeah, I guess now he probably
started taking it. Yeah. He looked very good for Victoria.
Yeah.
At times. Very, very good.
I guess with the fact that he's just doesn't have that pressure of like, oh, will I be selected for Australia again? It's just
pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right, 12th man.
Yes, the man that has an economy rate of 0.5.
It is Queensland's spinner.
Yeah, first choice spinner.
Matthew Renshaw.
Matthew Renshaw. Yes.
He used to be able to open the batting, but just.
Yeah. I think he's taken a break. I think. Since the Big Bash, because he got dropped from Queensland, so he's just taken a little bit of a break, I think.
Well, we're all taking a break now, aren't we?
Yeah, we all have to because of a certain beer.
No, don't say it again.
We'll just call it the beer virus.
The Peroni virus.
That'll do. The Peroni virus.
Is what Shane Biggs refers to it as.
Yes. So, obviously, Matty Renshaw loved him when he first came onto the scene. Made 180 against Pakistan or something like that.
Yep.
At Sydney, and then just fell off the pitch. He did really well in the Big Bash this season.
He did okay at times, but like Brisbane Heat, he was very, very inconsistent.
Brisbane Heat just had a really shit season.
When they started collapsing every game, he was sort of...
He was there.
He was always in the middle of it. Hopefully he gets back into form because he is a good player when he's playing well. Yeah.
But he is only very young. He's
still
like
23. Yeah. Something still like that. Very so young. Hopefully he can
bounce back.
Find the form he had a few years ago and bounce back.
So I think that's going to wrap up today.
All right. Yeah. But before we go, make sure you follow us on Instagram. We do have a Facebook page, but don't really use it that much. No. So Fine Leg Cricket on Instagram. Share us. Share us. Share us, like us. Recommend us.
Yeah.
And stay safe, stay hygienic.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, be nice.
Don't reuse toilet paper. And, I think that's it. You got another joke, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, okay.